Hey, I'm Zara J, relationship coach, author, and creator of the Passion Attraction Prototypes. And on this podcast, I teach high-achieving women like you how to break relationship patterns and create a match game plan so you can quickly identify and attract a compatible partner for commitment in less time using my six-step formula, the Captivating Courtship Code. Every week, I bring you lessons, reflections, and love-changing tips that have been proven to help my clients meet their partners and transform their love lives quickly. You're getting the inside scoop from my years of owning a matchmaking service and as an expert relationship coach that will take you from a wounded princess to a captivating queen of courtship. So, if you're ready to ditch trying to get him to commit, which are just anxiety-creating relationship tactics, and instead learn authentic yet intentional, proven relationship attraction techniques so you can finally have the partnership you desire, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Courtship Code Podcast. Hello, and welcome to this episode of the Courtship Code Podcast. And as you know, right now, we are in our launch for our upcoming Captivating Weekend, March 8th through the 10th. And we have launched it into a three-day virtual event that you can join. There's limited spaces, but it is open for anyone that wants to attend, even if you're not currently in CCC. So if you are interested, if this is something you want, then you want to make sure that you go ahead and grab your ticket. And early bird tickets are available right now. It's $225 for the 3 days, which is an absolute steal for how much you're going to learn over the 3 days. We're going to talk about helping you to understand your patterns so that you understand exactly what you need to do to create different patterns, to be more grounded, strengthen your trust muscle. We're going to talk about how to navigate healthy relationships so that you know how to attract partners. And we're focusing offline. We're not going to be focusing on online because I know you ladies are sick of the online apps. So even though we do teach and we do have those techniques in CCC, we will not be focusing on that for the Captivating Weekend. For the Captivating Weekend, we will actually be focusing on helping you to get clear on how to meet partners offline. And then we're also going to be focused on embodying, living, and designing your captivating life so that you're confident, you're in your worth, your self-esteem is high, and you are in a space to attract the type of partner that you want. So this is going to be the perfect catalyst and boost for the beginning of your 2024. And if you've already been in CCC, or for those, if you're currently in CCC, it comes with your enrollment, so you don't have to worry about anything. But if you were in CCC prior, and this is something that you want to be a part of, maybe you need a refresher, maybe you need a boost, maybe you just want to be in community and you just want something to do. You just value personal development and growth and healing and all those things. And you just want to be a part of the event. You don't really need a reason why. You just need to grab a ticket. You need to make sure that you secure your spot because spots are extremely limited for non-CCC members. So if you are interested and you are ready to join, I want you to send me a DM on Instagram. The information is in the show notes to secure the early bird link. The early bird pricing is $225. After that, it goes up to $250. It's not a big jump, but for some people, that may be a difference, right? So you want to go ahead and send me a DM to get the special early bird link. And the reason why I have it that way is because there are limited spots available for non-CCC members. And so if you want to join or you want the link, especially the early bird link, I really want to keep that controlled for right now. So you want to go ahead and send me a DM, or if you're on our email list and you receive any emails, just reply to an email. You can reply Captivate and I will send you the early bird link. Early bird enrollment closes $225 and then there will just be the regular registration. So as you know, if you've been following along with the last couple of episodes, I've been going over the three types of women that need to be at the upcoming Captivating Weekend, the three types of women who need to be in the room. And on the previous episode, I talked about overwhelmed Olivia and how overwhelmed Olivia, she wants to attract a partner and she's attracting men who are unavailable, men who are non-committal. She has a hard time balancing life in her relationships. And I gave you the major keys that Olivia needs to focus on if you identify as an overwhelmed Olivia. And we're going to be, of course, breaking it down for you during the three-day Captivating Weekend. But today we're talking about anxious Ava, my girl Ava. Anxious Ava is the second type of woman that needs to be in a room for the upcoming captivating weekend. Now, I'm going to do a little storytelling. You know, if you listen to previous episodes, give you a little bit of background, but I want you to pay attention to, is this someone that you relate to? Do you identify as an anxious Ava? Can you relate? And if so, you definitely want to secure your spot at the upcoming captivating weekend. So who's Ava? Ava is more than likely in about her mid, I would say to late 20s, maybe early 30s. And she may be a marketing manager. She's kind of worked her way up. Like, she may not be in a top leadership position, but she's worked her way up. Like, she's finally got to a place in her career and after school and graduation where she's making a little bit of coin. Okay. Ava's doing pretty well for herself. She's proud. She's not exactly where she wants to be, but she is on her climb. She is on her way up. She's not working just like in the local spots anymore. Like, she's growing. She's in a place of growing and growth, right? And she's in a place of womanhood where she knows that she's ready to start exploring maybe starting a family or settling down, or at the very least just finding that partner that she wants to enjoy. So Ava is someone who she's very true and very strongly values her spiritual beliefs and is actively seeking a long-term committed relationship. Now, that could lead to marriage, that could lead to life partnership, whatever your personal spiritual beliefs are, that's totally up to you. But Ava is looking for that long-term partner, and she is a very spiritual woman. It could be religious or spiritual, but she has those values. Those are very important to her. And the thing with Ava is that she's very anxiously attached. And because she's anxiously attached, she tends to go into a space of overthinking when she's interacting with potential partners. So when she's meeting men, she's getting out there and the bonds and relationships are starting to form, or maybe she's been getting to know them for a period of time, but she goes into a lot of deep, heavy overthinking. She goes into worrying about the future, about being abandoned, about being left, about things going wrong. And that causes her to lean in. She goes into a space of being really clingy and needy when she goes into that space of overthinking. Now, in spite of her anxious attachment style and her clingy and neediness and her overthinking, she really does desire to find love. She wants to be able to find that partner, but she just struggles with managing her emotions. She has a hard time processing how she feels and being able to feel safe during the dating and courtship process. And this often leaves her to feel really discouraged and in a space of thinking that she just can't attract men who want to commit. She just feels like the men that she meets lacks the type of commitment that she's looking for. And she experiences a lot of drainage when it comes to her emotions, her anxiety, the relationship anxiety, the overthinking. It causes her to feel very, very emotionally drained, and she feels like she just keeps experiencing unsuccessful courtship experiences. Now, what Ava really wants is to secure a partner who is willing to commit to a serious relationship. That's what she truly wants. It's something that at her core, she truly yearns for. She really, really wants that relationship and that partner and that spiritual connection. She wants someone she feels very, very authentically aligned with. Yet she tends to think that as soon as she gets close to a man, as soon as that bond starts to form, as soon as she starts getting excited about someone, that men leave and that they can't handle her when she starts showing interest or when she starts showing emotions. Or let's just say that she does show emotions that leads her to looking clingy or needy, that she feels as though these imperfect emotions are what pushes men away. And she may feel a little hopeless. If this is you, you may feel a little hopeless with being able to process and manage your emotions and feeling as though it's just like a curse. Like, this is just how I am. I don't know how to do any differently. And you're always going to push men away because of it. So that's what the problem actually is. It's not necessarily that you can't have the long-term relationship that you want or that the partner's available to you or finding someone that's aligned. That's not what the issue is. The issue that you have to work on, my anxious Avas, is learning how to manage your beliefs and learning how to manage your emotions so that you take different actions specifically when you are triggered. So let's talk about this. The three things that you need to focus on. Okay, my anxious Avas, beliefs, feelings, and the courtship process, having a courtship blueprint, which is what we teach you in CCC and what you'll be learning a lot of tips for this during the 3-day captivating weekend. But when it comes to managing your emotions and your beliefs, why this is so important is because everything starts with how you're thinking. It starts with your subconscious beliefs. It starts with what you believe to be true. So, my anxious Avas, if you find yourself constantly in a place of low value thinking, of negative thought cycles, of negative beliefs, of not believing that you can have what you want, or believing that a man's going to leave you, or believing that you always just lose control of your emotions, or that you can't have happiness, or any of those things, I want you to pay very close attention to your beliefs. I'm thinking of an anxious Ava that's in coaching right now, and she tends to go into this belief that she shouldn't have to heal and that she should wait until she finds her partner and then they can heal together. And while there's some validity in that, that you're going to have to heal, you're going to have to do work with a partner regardless, the problem with this belief is that it's overly romanticizing healing and it's overly romanticizing relationships. Because relationships are not just about the romantic aspects of it. Healing is not romantic. Healing is uncomfortable. Healing is hard. Healing challenges you. When you are going through the relationship naturally and it's normal, your partners are going to trigger you. That's a normal thing that's going to happen. How you respond to the trigger is up to you. And that's part of your healing. But it's going to happen. You're going to get triggered. Your partner's going to get triggered. You're going to start pulling back the layers because when you become vulnerable and you get to that level of intimacy with a person, you're going to see aspects of them that you don't really like. And you're going to see aspects of yourself that you need to take a deeper look at. That's not sexy. That's not romantic, right? And you're going to have to do the work anyway. But if you trigger each other too much or you're too much in a space of low self-worth, the relationship's not going to work. It's going to be really toxic. So having this belief that you shouldn't have to work on yourself prior to meeting the partner and that you should be able to meet your partner and you guys just do the work together, it sounds really, really romantic. But think about how that belief will be holding you back from taking action and from meeting the right person. You're going to avoid the work that you're supposed to do in the CCC process of doing the work on yourself, of getting yourself to a place where you strengthen your trust muscle, where you feel more grounded, where you feel more whole and worthy, where you are operating from your authentic value. You're avoiding all the stuff that comes before meeting the right type of partner. You're avoiding all of that. So you're delaying your own transformation. You're delaying your own process, which means that you're not going to take the right actions. You're going to avoid, because if you're telling yourself, well, I want to wait until I meet the person and then I'll do the work, then what's going to motivate you to go out there and meet the person? You're not going to go get out there and start meeting people, because in the back of your mind, like, the underlying belief is that, like, how I am is not okay. I'm not worthy. I'm not good enough. And I need to meet someone who is okay with me not being worthy or good enough. There's an underlying belief in that. So you have to do the work on yourself so that you feel worthy and good enough. You feel whole. You feel, you know, authentic. You feel attractive. You feel desirable. You feel deserving. You have to do the work to elevate your energy, to elevate your ability to attract from that place. Why would you want to attract from a place where you see yourself as broken? So the idea of someone just needs to take me as I am and I don't need to do any work, it's a belief that's going to hold you back and definitely hold you back from a healthy relationship. So that's not a belief that's going to serve you. But I don't know what your beliefs are, but if you're like an anxious Ava, then there's some beliefs that you currently hold on to that's triggering emotions within you that's causing you to react to those beliefs. And those are going to be negative cycles that you're going to be in that's going to keep you in a place of feeling unworthy, feeling not enough, feeling undeserving, having a lot of doubts, having a lot of fear, being in a place of overthinking because your confidence in your self-worth is in a really low state. So for my anxious Avas, you have to work on your beliefs, number one. You have to learn to reframe your beliefs. First, you have to bring an awareness to how much your beliefs are affecting your mood, how much they're affecting your emotions, how much the overthinking is keeping you locked, and you have to learn how to manage your thoughts. that's something that you consciously have to do. And that's the type of stuff that you can always bring to coaching. But during the 3-day captivating weekend, these are the things that you get to bring up and to learn to reframe your thoughts and get clear on how are you holding yourself back simply by how you're thinking. You have to learn a new way to think if you want to attract different experiences. Then once you can change your thoughts, you get to change your beliefs. You get to change your feelings. You have to change your feelings. Your feelings are a byproduct of your thoughts. So learning how to manage your beliefs and your emotions, if you're an anxious Ava, that's going to allow you to step into an energy where you feel more whole, you feel more worthy, you feel more attractive, you feel more confident, you feel more deserving. And that is going to be the space that you want to attract a partner from. Now, the third solution that I have down here for an anxious Ava is to have a courtship blueprint. A lot of the overthinking is because there's some gaps in how you think this process is supposed to go. I noticed with my anxious Avas, they tend to have a very like fast track belief and approach. It's a very, again, an overly romanticized idea of relationships, of dating, of courtship. It's a very, very overly romanticized. So they tend to hang on to those few examples of the couples who had a very, very fast, clean break and like met each other. Let's say they met each other and got married in 2 weeks. And it's just like, oh, well, that's how it's supposed to be. Like, that's not the norm. That's not the norm. Just like the person who launched a business and became a millionaire overnight. That's not the norm. That is a true, true exception. If you are betting your life on the true exceptions, yes, it's possible, but it's not probable. And you want to think about probability. And it's not saying be quote unquote realistic, but you do want to be practical. And one of the ways that you can be more practical is by understanding how the courtship process actually works. Now, in coaching, we give you the 5-step courtship blueprint. We give you the commitment ready checklist in CCC. We give you the tools that you need so that you understand what to expect. And these are the things that you need to bring to coaching, these things you need to post in the community, these things you need to ask for help with, so that you are understanding where there's some gaps in how you think the process is supposed to go. Because you're probably you're jumping all the way to the end. And like, you need to be very present with where you're at in the beginning. And having some coaching on that, having support in that is extremely helpful. But because you don't actually understand how a relationship is supposed to develop, how the process is supposed to go, and you're overly romanticizing the experience, you don't have a practical approach that's going to allow you to actually move the needle. And that's what's causing the overthinking. Because when you're overthinking, your brain is just trying to solve a problem. Your brain is trying to figure out, wait, I'm here. I'm trying to get there. How do I get there? Is this man showing up? What if it doesn't happen? What, like, all the thoughts, right? So you have to minimize that by actually being present, understanding how the process works, and being present with the actual courtship process. And when you understand how to cross the commitment bridge, you understand how it works, and you understand what to expect, you can relax and be very clear and get more intentional about the choices that you're making. So I hope that this was very helpful if you're anxious, Ava. I definitely want to see you in the room for the upcoming Captivating Weekend event, March 8th through the 10th. Now, over these 3 days, we're going to help you to gain a better understanding of your relationship patterns, how to attract a healthy relationship, and how to navigate courtship, especially if you have an anxious attachment style, and how to feel more confident so that you can create a fulfilling lifestyle. This is going to be perfect for you if you are a high achieving woman who wants to embody unlimited love. If you want to tap into your heart, if you want to feel more empowered in your love life, and you are ready to attract a partner for either a long-term relationship, commitment, life partner, or marriage. You are serious about having the life and the love that you deserve. If that sounds like you, registration is now open. You can send me a DM for early bird enrollment, or you can look at the link in the show notes and sign up and register for a regular ticket. Tickets are $250 for the 3 days. You will gain access to replays of the sessions, and registration closes March 7th. You can go to captivatingcourtship.com/captivatingweekend to secure your ticket and secure your spot today. And if you want early bird registration, you must be registered by 2/25/24, and you can send me a DM on Instagram to secure your early bird spot. I can't wait to see you in the building and to help you to get out of that space of being an anxious Ava. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Hey, beautiful. I want to ask you to share this podcast with the woman you know and help us change the way women attract partners and court for commitment. I'm a huge believer that when we change one woman and elevate her relationships, we change society and we also change family trees. And you can help with this simply by sharing the podcast. Thanks for being a part of the Courtship Code community, and thanks for sharing this episode.